Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Lord,
hear my mind, on my lips, in my heart. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea and Herod was tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarch of the region of Ituria and Trachonitis, and Lysanias was tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the desert. John went throughout the whole region of the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, a voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The winding roads shall be made straight and the rough ways made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I am confident of this. The one who began a good work in you will continue to complete it. For me, that is one of the most important lines that Paul ever wrote. It is a reminder that for all my questions and worries and fears, God will see it through to the end. God will work with me and on me and see it to completion. Seems like every time I struggle with which direction to go, whenever I'm questioning where I am, what I'm doing, whenever I feel lost, this line pops up. Now, the readings are on a 3-year cycle, right? So we get this reading every 3 years. That means I go through a crisis of faith every 3 years. But I know that I am not the only one with questions and worries and fears. It's not easy being a disciple. We're faced with lots of gray. There is no instruction manual on how to handle each and every situation that life throws at us. There's no direction for every curveball that we encounter. Sometimes we're paralyzed because of fear of making a mistake. Sometimes it's a fear of confusing our own will with God's will. It is not easy being a disciple. I think all of us have a question one time or another. What does God want with me? Right here, right now. A very dear friend of mine, friend of both of us, he passed away this past week. Funeral was yesterday. Used to say all the time, you are right where God wants you to be. Now, I take that to mean that wherever we may find ourselves, as long as we're connected with God, God can and will work with us. As long as we place our lives in His hands, as long as we seek Him with all our heart, it'll be all right. No matter the direction, no matter the decision, God will be walking right beside us. All we have to do is make sure that we honestly, honestly include him in our struggles. What Paul assures the Philippians, what he assures all of us, is that we don't do it all by ourselves. We have to let God in. We have to make a little space for God to work so that he can do his God thing within us. I mean, God loves us. He cares for us. He wants the best for us. He's never going to abandon us. He's never going to leave us on our own. He started this. He's going to see it through to the end. So always keep that in mind. Whenever there are questions, worries, or fears, I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work in you will continue to complete it.